Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And this is a podcast for anyone who wants to discover how to succeed with testing and automation, as well as what works for testing any software development project. And today, we'll be speaking with the folks at SmartBear about Test Complete, and they have a huge announcement, so make sure you listen all the way to the end. But before we do, let's hear it for our awesome sponsors. Without them, this show would not be possible. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. Hey, Jeffrey and Masha, welcome back to Test Talks.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great. So last time we spoke, it was in episode 22 about QA Complete. But today we are going to talk about Test Complete, and I think you have a big announcement for Test Complete users. Before we get started, can you tell us a little bit more about both of you?
I'm a product owner for Test Complete and QA Complete at SmartBear. I have been with the company since the summer. And basically what we've been doing is kind of researching and thinking about the new exciting things that we can do in the marketplace. That's what I've been busy with in the last few months. So my team is very excited about new upcoming things for both products.
And I've been with the company a little bit longer than that, but I'm a sales engineer for same products. And we're pretty excited to be here today. It's good to be back.
So I'd like to start off by asking, in a nutshell, what is Test Complete?
So Test Complete is SmartBear's functional automated testing tool. It's actually an environment with support for desktop, web, and mobile, and client-server applications. We have over 10,000 users worldwide. Test Complete, in a nutshell, allows QA engineers, test engineers, both new and experienced, quickly create and perform automated tests, really to free up more cycles for human-based testing.
And we put a lot of effort into being able to have Test Complete used by lots of different people. Everybody from people who have never seen what a script looks like to full automation engineers.
So how do you achieve that swing from a beginner all the way to a developer? How do you accomplish that with Test Complete?
So Test Complete has a lot of rich functionality, from some very easy to use out of the box features, such as record and replay for testers who do not, for example, know how to script, to features like scripting and keyword testing. Test Complete has name mapping and aliasing functionality for building up test automation frameworks. Test Complete also has a lot of features that help create tests with superior object recognition. You know, it has lots of features such as checkpoints that users can insert into their scripts to enhance them. So all features like that. And again, also being able to reuse tests on different browsers and different platforms. So once you create a test script once, you can reuse it later on across projects and across systems and platforms.
And what that means ultimately is a BA even, or a tester, or somebody from the manual world can just record a test. And then the basis of it is human readable, but underneath that, there's scripting. So it means I can record tests without knowing how to script that the people who do know how to script can still use.
So what scripting language does it use? So say I have a beginner, they create a record and playback. We all know that's not really going to work very well over time. So I need to go in and modify it, take out hard-coded values. Say I need to add some custom methods or functionality to it. How would I go about doing that?
So out of the box, VBScript, JScript, a few other scripts like Delphi script, which might not be as common as VBScript and JScript, but those are the big ones.
Awesome. So it's basically like if anyone's familiar with Quick Test Professional or Unified Functional Testing, it's the same thing. They use Visual Basic.
We find our customers tend to go towards VBScript a little less than JScript. That is by far the most common one.
Awesome. What are the main features of Test Complete?
So main features of Test Complete are record and replay. So users can quickly create visual tests. At the same time, users can also get a scripted or a keyword test. Test Complete covers mobile and desktop and web platforms. Test Complete users can do cross-browser testing as well as testing on different OSs as well as use different scripting languages. And also Test Complete supports unit testing. And I guess, Jeff, do you want to add anything to it?
Yeah, you know, one big one is we do really, really well at object identification in a large amount of supported technologies. Kind of a silly amount. I don't remember them all ever. You know, it's on the website. But we support automatic object recognition, even of dynamic controls, and still provide you the flexibility to define rules for that recognition in a very, very, very powerful framework.
So is that the automated test visualizer that you're talking about?
No, I'm actually talking about the, we call the name map. So it can be really hard. You know, one of the big challenges for automated testing, I'm sure as your audience knows, is things that change. It's very hard to consistently identify a given control. Well, we have ways of specifying that via XPath, regular expressions, actually going through the tree for you, that are very, very powerful to create scripts that are pretty robust, really hard to break. And even if they do break, we give you a lot of really nifty tools to fix them quickly so that you can just keep cycling through those releases. The real goal of automated testing.
I know there's a new version of Test Complete that's just out, and I think there's some exciting new features in it. So can you tell us about any new features in the latest release of Test Complete?
I'm just going to introduce this. So we just came out yesterday with a new release of Test Complete that now integrates with the Selenium WebDriver, allowing teams to get more value from their Selenium tests and basically to deliver web applications with high quality and faster time to market. So that's the kind of this release in a nutshell. That's the biggest feature. We also extended our unit testing functionality in this latest release of Test Complete 10.5, which again will allow different type of users Test Complete to collaborate on test creation. So we were saying before, novice testers as well as experienced test automation engineers who can actually script their tests can now work together with their development teams who may be developing their tests in Selenium. This will really help Test Complete users to collaborate on test creation and, like I said, bring high quality and faster time to market to the entire team.
And we're really excited about this. Users can't see, but I'm kind of internally jumping up and down. So, like I said, we put a lot of effort in trying to be available to and useful and add a lot of value to a lot of different people, right? Manual testers need to automate. We want to be able to talk, give reports to the managers, of course. But one thing we got requests a lot was, hey, I got Selenium tests. Can I use them? And the answer is yes now. That's a huge, big story. You know, we support a whole bunch of different unit testing frameworks in all sorts of different languages. And one of the things people commonly use it, let's say Python unit, PyUnit. I got a Selenium test in PyUnit. You can now bring the results back into Test Complete and combine it with all of that awesome stuff that your other testers are developing, the recorded things. Maybe you have an automation engineer who loves living in VBScript and he's doing that, but you have another automation engineer scripting Selenium-based tests in Python. Great. Bring them all together, one tool, execute everything, get the results back, It's a really big deal for us. And, you know, it's worth mentioning, it's really the beginning of the story for us, but we're really excited about what we came out with.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's kind of mind-blowing that you actually integrate with Selenium now. So I'm trying to visualize how that would work, though. So I have a framework. It's written in Selenium. I have, say, a bunch of scripts that go against using Selenium WebDriver. And now I want to introduce Test Complete to it. How do I pull the Selenium script into Test Complete? Is it just a way that runs it in order that I put it in? Or are you actually able to interact with Selenium by passing it, say, data-driven data between Test Complete and Selenium? How does it work? I'm trying to visualize it.
Sure. So right now, we're utilizing our unit testing functionality. So we could previously call in a few different unit tests. I think the big one was NUnit. That we could call NUnit tests from within Test Complete scripted tests and execute them and get the results back. What this release did is it allowed us to start talking to more of those unit frameworks. So right now, if I have a test, Selenium or otherwise, written in a huge variety, PyUnit, Ruby, JUnit, I can keep going. I can call that, execute it, and get the results back. You can't yet pass it information, but we did, for some of those frameworks, put in some editing availability so that you can actually change the tests on the fly without leaving Test Complete. Like I said, this is the beginning of a story for us. And this is really indicative of the path we're going to go towards, because we're embracing Selenium, where a lot of other automation vendors are not. They're even fighting it. And that seemed kind of like a losing battle to us. It's going to be a standard. So we embraced it and said, you know what? We're going to provide value to those people as well.
I think it's a great move. I know that they're working on making Selenium a W3C standard so that the browsers actually are going to own it. So it actually makes a lot of sense to do that.
Yes, that's correct. It is becoming a standard for web test automation. So we do have to bring that support to help us users get there. And of course, us collaborating with such widely used open source tool and having access to the Selenium open source community is a big plus for us as a company.
So if I'm an existing Test Complete user, I would run and download this right now. So is there anything someone needs to know if they're an existing Test Complete customer in order to use the latest version to interact with Selenium? Can they just download it and away they go? Or is there any special steps they need to do?
It's really easy. If you already have it downloaded, if you're a current Test Complete customer, it comes right up and says, would you like to update? And you click yes, and you're done. But in order to actually execute them, all you have to do, it changes a little bit framework to framework, but you basically just point it to your execution. And that's it. It's as simple as right-clicking and saying add unit test. So if you're using Maven projects, you point to the Maven project. If you're just executing straight off the Java virtual machine, you just point Test Complete to your Java virtual machine. It's that easy.
So I'm also kind of blown away about the unit testing. This is the first time I've heard of it, but you said it's already existed within Test Complete previously. So you're saying that if developers have a bunch of NUnit tests or JUnit tests, that within Test Complete, I'm able to interact with those unit tests. I can call them.
Correct. And, you know, I said it existed previously. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit too excited about the most recent release to remember what was added versus what we had, because it's just, there's so many more frameworks we handle. I think we basically mainly NUnit and TestNG, but we've added a lot of them focused on the unit tests commonly used by the Selenium community. So PyUnit, Ruby, course, you know, JUnit, etc. But pretty much every unit testing framework is in there now.
So would you guys have like an army of developers somewhere offshore that does all this? Because you did Ready API recently. Now you're redoing Test Complete. It's crazy.
We have a great team. And like I said, I've been very busy and Jeff's been very busy spending a lot of time with our team, you know, talking about what users need. And, you know, and we work in ourselves in a very agile development environment. So we understand what our users go through.
We have a very, very focused team. We don't need an army. We have super soldiers.
That's awesome. So I also heard that you worked with Jim Evans a little. And for people that don't know, Jim Evans is the person that works for Selenium on the .NET bindings and the IE driver. Did he give you any advice that you could share with us?
Yes. So we actually worked very closely with Evans from the inception of this release. And Jim Evans, from the beginning, was very excited about our plans and what we were going to do in test complete integration with Selenium, he told us basically exactly what we were planning on doing when we first met with him. He basically said, that would be great if test complete does this. And really, 2 months later, we've had it. So, you know, we've been talking a lot with Jim Evans about what Selenium community out there is looking for, how test automation tools such as Test Complete can add to the Selenium. There are some things Selenium as a tool, what it is, doesn't do as well as a test automation framework such as Test Complete. So, for example, reporting. Jim Evans said, you know, Selenium community is not really focused on developing a reporting engine. Test Complete does that for you. So now with this integration, Test Complete users can report in the same place, in one place, on all sorts of automated tests, including Selenium tests and unit tests. There are other features that, according to Jim Evans, you know, Test Complete can add to the Selenium project. And we are still working very actively with Jim Evans to make sure those needs are met.
And others I'd mentioned too. I'm not going to name drop or anything, but you know, I'll put it out there. We're passionate about this stuff. We aren't just making some tool, you know, trying to get some cash here. We're actually passionate about trying to solve these problems. So any of your listeners, any of you, you want to, you know, give us some advice? Hey, maybe you should look at this. We'll listen to you. We'll talk to you. We're pretty passionate about this stuff. So we're more than happy to talk to, you know, the Jim Evanses of the world, all the way down to that tester who's been, you know, writing the Selenium scripts for a while, what we can provide for him. So please, we love engaging on this.
If I was a Test Complete user, I'd be very excited. I'm excited about it. I don't even use Test Complete. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you why. Here's a real world example. Maybe it's just me. I work for a big company and they have all kinds of applications. So they're developing a brand new application, AngularJS, HTML5. It's beautiful. Work with Selenium. Awesome. But then they add some buttons. You click on these buttons, they bring up an old C++ application. They bring up a dictation application. And as you know, Selenium only handles browsers. So if I had Test Complete, I could use those Selenium scripts and then bam, Test Complete obviously would be able to handle the C++ application, handle the VBScript application. And I wouldn't have to do anything. But now I'm using Robot, I'm using, you know, AutoIt to do it, and it's just ugly. So this is crazy.
It's kind of nuts, right? Because ideally, you don't want to have to use 70 different tools to test one thing. And we're putting a lot of effort into trying to unify that, obviously, under our tool. We're a little selfish that way, right? But because that's what we can control. But the whole idea here is that you should only need one tool to do your automated testing. And we don't, you know, we're really big in web, really strong in desktop, but also mobile. Because if I'm writing a web application, I'm not writing it just for browsers on the web. I want to be able to execute on mobile, too, with my touch devices, tablets. I want to be able to record gestures and then talk to maybe a locally installed resource or my geolocation for my phone. That belongs in one place. And we're trying very hard to listen to what the market needs and put all of that in one place in a way that's useful to them.
Awesome. So that brings up another thing about mobile testing. So am I able to leverage any script in mobile if I wanted to? Or is that a special script type that I have to create within Test Complete saying this script is specifically for mobile? Or can I leverage an existing script and just point it to, I don't know, an iPhone emulator or something?
That's a little different. You can just leverage existing scripts provided they're applicable, right? Because you may, generally speaking, you probably don't have, if you have a web application that's, let's say, a SaaS platform. How I interact with that is probably a little bit different on a mobile phone because I might have an application that's actually installed instead of just serving a website. So there's the caveats of not everything's equal. But if everything is, yeah, absolutely. You know, script is script. We interact on the object level, so we don't really care what you put that object in.
Is there one thing you see over and over again that most people trying to automate with Test Complete are doing wrong? Pick one.
I don't know. I don't like this question. I would say a lot of our users may really have a lot of experience with maybe developing desktop applications. and now they're developing applications for the web and for mobile. One of the strengths of Test Complete is they can reuse a lot of knowledge that they've gained while they were developing their desktop applications and really extend it to the new applications that they create. Like we were saying before, Test Complete is a very good tool for users who created their testing frameworks previously for only desktop applications and now testing web or mobile applications. It's really having the same tool and kind of the same testing practices being applied across different platforms and different types of applications. And I think in a lot of cases, we see that that's somewhere where it's maybe lacking. People start developing mobile applications as maybe they don't really yet have all the skills and resources to do that. And, you know, with the ability in Test Complete to extend the knowledge to those new platforms, I think our users can really reuse what they have in terms of being able to build their automation test framework with all the features of Test Complete and all the modules that it provides.
And I'll throw one other thing in there. It's not specific to our tool, but it's something we were talking to a few people about this recently, Masha. The automation shouldn't be a specialized activity. It is more successful when you bring more people into it. So oftentimes we'll see people who, they have a large QA department and a very small silo of it is focused on automation. And it's kind of a mistake, not for everybody, but it is kind of a mistake because the more people you have involved in that, the faster you're going to be able to deliver your product, the more higher quality you're going to have when you deliver it. The more you can automate efficiently, the better. And that usually involves expanding the team beyond people who are purely developer-centric automation engineers. You need more people in there. That's why the previous one, the podcast we've done with you, we were talking about how you combine manual and automated testing. Again, you got to bring more people into the group. And we see that being a very successful approach. We see plenty of examples of it. And we try to encourage people to go that route. So it's not so much what do they do wrong with Test Complete as much as they don't use it enough. They need more people in there.
Awesome. I think the reason why with vendor tools usually, though, is there's a cost associated with it. So that's why most companies go with open source because they try to get more people involved so you don't have to get a special install on your machine.
Well, you know, we're fans of open source over here, right? I mean, we have SoapUI. We do enjoy open source. That has a place. What I'd say is that when you start going towards those more technical open source activities, you kind of close the door a little bit on the people who have something to contribute, but aren't that level of technical. If I forced all of my testers to live inside Eclipse, I'm not going to have a lot of happy testers because a lot of them are not going to understand it. They have a huge learning curve. So yes, you know, we charge for our tool, but that's because we provide a lot of value there. That lessened learning curve where I can just pick up the tool and start contributing to my automation efforts is a huge, huge value that is not usually present in some of the really low cost or free tools.
So I just want to highlight a point you brought up in the real world that I deal with all the time. So we started a new initiative last year and we said, okay, the Scrum team's all going to be responsible for automation. We're going to use the same exact tools that developers use. And just like you said, what happened is a lot of our awesome testers that tend to be more manual or more high level can't do automation. They can't do testing because they don't know Eclipse. They don't know Java. They don't know JUnit. They don't understand Maven. They don't understand all these new tools or concepts. And like you said, if you had one tool where you can either go high level or low level, that seems like it would be optimal so that everyone in the Scrum team should be responsible for quality and automation, but you're able to empower each one of them to automate it in the best way that they're able to know how.
And really important, too, that those people have a common language. And it doesn't have to be, I'm not talking scripting languages here. I'm talking about the way they interact with the program. It's important that my high-level guys produce something that my really detailed developer automation engineers can use. Because otherwise, you're just having this big gulf between them again. It just happens to be in the same tool. So it's very important that the tool combines those in such a way that it's useful to either set of people.
I know with the API side, you have an awesome testing dojo that documents all these best practices. So do you have something similar for Test Complete for people that may want to try this to know how to write that test in a certain way that both beginners and more advanced users can utilize it?
I want to mention a couple of things here. Because of the value that we bring, and this is where we bring the value, for Test Complete, we have a lot of resources available for our users, specifically on our website on smartbear.com. We have a lot of information and resources available to the users. We are currently augmenting it with the documentation that resulted from the testing that a lot of our early adopters for this new integration with Selenium WebDriver did. So we can continuously publishing new information on our website. We also have great user forums on which I participate daily, where we discuss test automation and we discuss Selenium WebDriver and how to configure your projects and how to bring Selenium tests into Test Complete. And we have a lot of very useful, very interesting exchanges on Test Complete user forums. Our users are very active on those forums, and they do exchange a lot of great information and help each other.
I'll throw out a little note here. We actually just released a new website yesterday.
Yesterday?
Boy, time flies.
And it looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of work over on this side. So Test Complete's got a brand new website, which we put a lot of work into, so I'll plug it. But additionally, on top of that, we've partnered with a lot of great companies to provide extended training if people want it, or consulting services even. But a lot of focus on training there. And like she said, we have a lot of great stuff on the website, the forums. But stay tuned. There's always going to be more coming.
Then Test Complete, are you able to call an API test from Ready API?
Not yet, even though we are very busy at Smart Bear, and we know what's important to our users.
And part of that, Joe, just background for you, or if you want to share it with your users, that's okay too. We're really busy over here. We're launching a lot of different things. So we just launched Ready API, which is a brand new platform for us. Test Complete's undergoing a lot of changes. Things are a little bit of a moving target at the moment. Once we get a little bit more solidified, we'll work on those integrations. We'll be getting there. It's on the list.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm sure you will. It's just, I'm being selfish. I'm thinking of real world scenarios that I'm dealing with now. And APIs is a big, big part of our testing. So if I had a way from one tool to call an API, generate some test data, and then call my UI test and then my Selenium test and my thick client test all in one UI, man, that would be the holy grail. I know you guys are working on it. You're really flat out busy, but I'm putting in a request, a customer request. I'm putting that in.
I've been talking to a lot of our users as a product owner, listening to all these requests, actually actively getting specific use cases even. Like we said, we've been very busy in this area. And I've been talking just yesterday to one of our customers who is testing APIs to some level in Test Complete, been doing it successfully, but this user also has SOAP UI, and he's given me some great use cases for integration of Test Complete and SOAP UI.
And perspective on that, we're not interested in releasing small value things. And there's a lot going on the Ready API side that's really, really exciting that we want to be able to utilize. Let me actually ask, I'm curious, what makes you excited about this? Do you see the value here?
Absolutely. Like I said, in my everyday work, I'm struggling with being able to automate against a web application after we've already invested in Selenium tests, but then be able to call thick client applications. So it would all be there in one place. So that gets me very excited. I didn't know you did unit testing. That's something I know QTP definitely doesn't do.
No.
So that makes me very excited. I know a hack to get Selenium to work in UFT, but so I'm excited about you being that open about open source tools. And yeah, I just think it's a great move. And like I said, because I think it's becoming a standard that you're setting yourself up for success down the road, and you're going to be ahead of the vendors once we get there. Like when IE comes out with their web driver, you're going to have to support it as a test tool vendor, I would think.
Yeah, you look ahead, you see Windows 10, you see all the other things. Those are going to be the standards that drive it, and everybody else is fighting it for some reason. So it's baffling to us.
Yes, and we're embracing it, and that's our strategy as a company. to embrace Selenium, not to fight it, as Jeff said.
So I know in episode 22, we talked all about your test management system, QA Complete. Is there any new functionality you'd like to talk about?
We've actually added integration with Selenium to QA Complete as well. So what it means is that users of QA Complete can now manage, orchestrate, and schedule and run all automation tests and manual tests together with Selenium tests as well.
We forgot about QA Complete.
Wow. Right. And we also enhanced and we added the same unit testing integration for QA Complete as well. So now users can manage all their testing activities, including functional tests, including Selenium tests, including unit tests, as well as manual tests from one place, from QA Complete.
Okay, Masha and Jeff, before we go, what is one piece of actionable advice you can give someone starting off with Test Complete Selenium? And what is the best way for someone to learn more about Test Complete and Smart Bear?
So I'll start with a second question. So to learn about Test Complete and Smart Bear, users can and prospects can go on smartbear.com. There's a lot of very useful information on all of our products, including Test Complete and QA Complete. There are a lot of specific information on web testing as well as desktop and mobile testing. When we describe our web testing functionality on our website, users can learn about our Selenium support and how to use it within our products. And to answer your second question, the best advice that I can give to our users, use all the resources that are available to you. Read about Selenium, understand why it is so important, why it's becoming a standard in web test automation. Use a tool that allows you to become more efficient within the organization, to bring all the parties that do the testing together with a tool that allows to do all of that in one place.
I have one really big piece of advice, and that is to call us. We like talking to you. We are not pushy. We're not going to try to shove a tool down your throat. I know other places sometimes can be a little pushy on that. We're much more of the, we're going to listen to your needs and figure out if we can help you. And if we can, we're thrilled to show you how.
Thank you, Jeffrey and Masha, for sharing that awesome update about Test Complete now supporting Selenium. I think it's very exciting. So to learn more about this and everything else of value that we talked about, head on over to www.testtalks.com/32. And while you're there, make sure to click on the more info link for our sponsor, Sauce Labs. Make it a Merry Christmas and treat yourself to some automation sauceness. And that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe from joecalantonio.com. And my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.